You are listening to And I Quote, a podcast focused on building relationships with insurance agents, brokers, their small business clients, and industry leaders. This podcast is presented by Coterie Insurance.
With your hosts, Brian Thomas, Director of Claims Experience, and Ann Boger, VP of Scaling, we will be exploring the power that connection, communication, and commitment can have on your business. Join us every Thursday for a new episode and topic that will provide key insights to help build your business, agency, and client relationships. And I quote.
It's raining, it's pouring, but today is not going to be boring because we are here. Hi, and welcome to our next episode of And I Quote. My name is Brian Thomas. I am the Director of Claims Experience here at Coterie Insurance, which is who brings the And I Quote podcast to you today. And today we have the esteemed pleasure of speaking with Bailey. I'm going to butcher your last name. I'm going to try. Bailey
Oh, very close. Bailey Proce.
I'm so sorry. We have the pleasure of speaking with Bailey Proce. She is the business development manager at Alignable, the small business network. Bailey has a vast background in marketing, client relationships, and business partnerships. But today we're looking forward to talking about her experience in building relationships with the small business sector that can transfer to the insurance industry and help grow your business. Welcome to And I Quote, Bailey.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian. I'm very excited to be on And I Quote and look forward to diving into some juicy content here.
Ooh, yes. Don't spoil it. So can you introduce yourself, Bailey, your company, your background, a little bit about you, please?
Of course. So my name is Bailey Proce. I am, like you said, Brian, I'm business development manager here at Alignable. Alignable is the largest online network for small businesses. We have over 7 million small businesses across North America. And the whole preface of Alignable is for business owners to come and be able to network with like-minded businesses, not so like-minded businesses, generate word of mouth referrals, also just generate referrals in general, build trust with other relationships, and share great advice with one another. Members use Alignable to get industry answers they need, connect within their local communities and across the country, and really just increase buzz for their business in general. So what I focus on specifically are our partnerships and also building out our new marketplace that will be coming in the summertime. And so we're trying to figure out strategic ways to connect with brands that offer business tools for small businesses that can help further improve their day-to-day and further improve their business and help them grow and flourish. So that's my little spiel, Brian.
You've done well. It was very good, very informative, very good job. I want to dive in a little bit to what you said. You have something called a marketplace that's coming out this summer. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so I'll give you a short glimpse. So our marketplace, we are going to have member services and also tools that businesses can use. So the whole goal here is when you're coming up with a solution to your business challenge, how do you typically find it? It's typically through word of mouth referrals. You know, you refer another marketing agency, or you refer your favorite email marketing tool, or you refer where you found cash flow or lending from a great lender that you found you had a really great experience with. So our marketplace is going to combine all of those kind of word of mouth conversations that come upon from Alignable and help us actually tell and help business owners understand who are the top rated tools, who are the top rated services, and how can these specific services or tools help your business flourish. So essentially, in summary, oversimplifying such a large population of services and tools that are out there and helping businesses find the best ones that are available.
Awesome. So looking at it from the standpoint of like almost like a toolkit, right? So when you have a new business owner that's coming about and just kind of doesn't know where they go, they know their industry, they know their niche, but the other stuff, the more legal stuff or what have you, you guys are going to have this toolkit ready for them so they can kind of get those pieces together and know where to start, because not everybody can start with the Google search. You sometimes need something that's vetted and reviewed, right?
Exactly. So if a business owner doesn't understand what social media scheduling tool is best for me, or what email marketing service should I be using, this will be a great location to go and help them understand, okay, here are the solutions that are available. Here's the one that's best for my specific industry type. Or if you want to hire someone to do your email marketing or social media for you, we have thousands and thousands of members on Alignable that offer these different types of services. So it's a great way to find who is kind of that best in class option for your business to use.
Okay, so you have like one customer that might be like a marketing firm and one customer that might be a restaurant, and then you would find a way to connect those two customers?
A little bit. So all of our different marketplace solutions are based on different categories. So for example, a business owner that is having hiring challenges, or they're having challenges finding funding, or they need help with some operational tasks, we are providing solutions to help that business owner find the best place to find funding, or find the best place to run their email marketing campaigns, or hire the best person to run those campaigns for them.
Gotcha. Cool. So walk me through the process that Alignable uses to like reach or look for like those target audiences, right? So you're looking for a specific type of small business that you're looking to help benefit, you know, help grow and progress their business. So walk me through like how that selection process goes about.
Yeah, so with business owners on Alignable, it's free to join Alignable, create your profile, and you can network with other businesses within your community. You can go into different groups and engage on different topics that interest you. So when it comes to the services that these members offer, they will be able to actually post their own services. So it's not us really seeking out those members that provide services. It's more so them, promoting what they do and becoming that expert to other business owners that might be seeking those specific services. And that's just for our marketplace that hasn't launched. So I can't give too much of a glimpse into what's to come. So I'm being very high level with some of my answers. When it comes to, different, tools, for example, like a Constant Contact or a Social Bee or a Lendio, those are specific services that help support what a small business owner does. And so from that side of things, we are seeking out who our members are using from that tool perspective. And the way that we're doing this is we're sending out surveys to thousands of our members to help better understand what challenges do they have, what tools are they using to solve these challenges, and which tools would they recommend to other business owners. From there, we're partnering with some of those best-in-class solution tools and giving that information and reasoning as to why they're great tools to our small business members on Alignable.
That's pretty awesome about the surveys that you send out to kind of get the voice of your customer, right? To kind of see what are things you're doing well, what are ways you can improve, and what are cool things that we don't even know about yet, right? So that's pretty awesome that you're kind of tap the shoulders of folks to kind of help out. So when you get these surveys back, what are like some of the challenges that you see from the small business mindset?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we run surveys almost weekly to our members. They can go from, we have a road to recovery report, which basically just assesses the climate of, how business owners are coming out of the triumphing through what COVID brought upon the small business, understanding, what their rent challenges are, where their business is from a cash flow standpoint, what they feel about the future state of small businesses specifically. For our marketplace specific surveys, we found quite a few challenges. And the way that we're launching our marketplace is actually aligned directly with those. So for example, we sent out a survey in 2022 asking members, where they need help and what solutions we can help provide to them. A few of the big ones that came back were hiring, challenges with finding the right workers, retainment, cash flow, so access to affordable and safe places to find capital for your business, and marketing was a huge one, understanding, what marketing specifically do I need for my business, and then
another one that came back pretty top of mind was, how do I network to grow my business? A lot of business owners understand the value of networking, but not necessarily how to go about it, how to generate those word of mouth referrals, and where the best places to do so are. So right now we're actually working on a lot of networking education, because Alignable, of course, we have an existing customer or member base of over 7 million members. So educating the businesses on how to network on Alignable and how to grow their business by making those word of mouth referrals and connections and building their relationships. The list goes on and on for ranking of what these challenges are, but those were some of the top ones that we saw come back.
Pretty snazzy, Bailey. So a lot of our target audience is in the insurance industry. Now, I know that Alignable doesn't directly target that industry, but very, very similar in terms of, you know, Coterie Insurance. We are a small business. We cater to small businesses. And a lot of our agents and insurance producers are small businesses themselves, right? So what advice can you kind of offer when it comes to building those trusting relationships between all those different entities?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when it comes to building relationships, the most important thing is, and I'm going to revert back to the power of networking. And when it comes to building relationships, you have to figure out who your referral partners are, and who your customer partners are. You don't want to be selling to those people you're developing relationships with. It's identifying those that you can build a strong connection with, then they will ultimately feel comfortable enough referring you to another business or helping you grow your business. To establish connections, it takes effort. You have to go in, you have to realize who you're networking with and find exactly who the ideal referral or customer partner is. When it comes to tips or tricks to, you know, establishing those relationships, it's, you know, get personal, talk about who they are, you know, make it a two-way conversation. Make sure that you're putting in as much effort that they are, you know, you're putting in as much effort as they are putting in effort to the relationship as you. And that's what, you know, keeps the flourish going. Also, just never ending that communication, making sure that you're staying top of mind, continuing to follow up with them, I think are all really, really great tips for kind of building those strong relationships.
Yeah, kind of staying in constant communication. And with that, you'll be able to kind of almost anticipate their needs before they even know, right? Because you're knowing where they're going, you're knowing where they are for their 1 year, 5 year, 10 year progression. And you kind of just take it from there. That's pretty cool. Okay, you gave me a couple, and I want to see if I can peel back the layers and get some more from you. So what are some other absolute musts that we need to do to form or kind of cultivate that partnership or that business relationship?
Yeah, so with just any business relationships, I think it goes back to the two-way street. You want them to want to support you just as much as you're supporting them. And it also goes back to that kind of word of mouth. You know, if you establish that relationship, you're more than likely to later on want to refer that person. And when it comes to relationships from, you know, the brand level and not just within our small business community, it's making sure that they are, you know, playing an impact in the small business community as well.
Gotcha. I think the community is a big thing too. I mean, if you think about it, that's how, you know, most of all of these towns and these villages kind of keep going, right? There is one individual that does one thing as a niche, and that's the person that kind of feeds into the actual community itself. That's so smart. And it's also cyclical. You know, in the 1800s, that's how we were doing it, right? So it's kind of coming back in the full scheme of things. It's pretty cool. Okay. So on the flip side, what are the absolute must nots when that could, I guess, potentially tarnish or destroy, erode even a relationship?
So when it comes to relationships, you know, lack of willingness to dual promote or dual communication is really, of course, a turnoff for any partnership. And if the partner doesn't, you know, fully understand let's say we're talking about a partner that we would potentially want to include in our marketplace, not the small business partnership. If they don't understand Alignable's mission of supporting small businesses, that's typically a turnoff too. They need to realize the value of what we're trying to promote for Alignable and helping small businesses, and want to invest, you know, their time and effort in showing their small business users what we are doing, and how powerful it is for these small businesses to network. And also, you know, not showing excitement in the partnership opportunity. That's pretty a generic question. But with every partnership, there should be excitement for both ends. You should want people to, you know, be able to highlight different things within their company that could align really well with yours. And, you know, every partnership that we're developing, we're trying our hardest to make sure that messaging is very clear and that the promotion is coming from both ends of things.
Fantastic, fantastic. You're giving us all these fantastic nuggets of knowledge. Thank you so much. Is there anything that we missed or any other piece of advice that you can give to our small business folks, folks that might just be starting their own businesses, or anything like that in terms of, you know, what they should be doing to cultivate and really, truly, empower these relationships and partnerships?
Yeah. So as a business owner, it's really hard to identify those people that you are best to connect with. And I'm going to go back to understanding who your customer and referral partner is. My one piece of advice would be just to network, grow and expand your networking base, and watch your business thrive.
Awesome, awesome. I'm loving that you folks are edifying and empowering your population to be able to get out there and make stuff happen. That's beautiful. That's awesome.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good one.
Bailey, thank you so much. And thanks to all of our listeners for And I Quote, a podcast emphasizing the importance of building trustworthy relationships that can help you grow your business. AIQ is brought to you by Coterie Insurance. Coterie Insurance is simplifying small business insurance through agents, brokers, and partners. Did you know that we now offer agent local pages? Our Find an Agent page is perfect for small business owners to find agents like you that are in your area. Click the link in your show notes to find out more. Don't forget to subscribe to And I Quote on your preferred podcast platform.